This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the light of COVID-19, what would happen to the Eid prayer and the day of Eid itself? So I've already covered the actual individual ruling upon the Eid prayer, and what is of no doubt is that it is something very, very significant, both legally, Islamically, at least being an emphasized sunnah, very much more like to be a wajib or an obligation, but also very important for us culturally, for our identity, for our families to see Islam be spread, especially in the non-Muslim countries where we can often feel slightly restricted with respect to our identity and the practice of our religion. So it's so important to come out and enjoy that day, make a statement to ourselves more than anybody else. But of course, under quarantine, under lockdown, the situation has changed. We've already seen a prayer which is far more important than that, legally speaking, which is the Jum'ah prayer, having to be temporarily suspended. Now, I say having to be temporarily suspended. I just want you to know that in virtually every country, certainly here in the UK, the government has never actually closed the masjid, has never actually banned the Jum'ah prayer. It's our scholars that took the responsibility to do that, and it was the right decision. And that was because of safety fears, but also because we knew that we couldn't control the situation. So in actual fact, the government has allowed the masajid to be open, just like other houses of worship, for solitary worship. The problem is how are we going to be able to control solitary worship? Who are, especially masajid, mashallah, tabarakallah, Muslims love to come to the mosque. How would you make a decision who comes in, who doesn't, who gets turned, who doesn't? It's a mission. It's too difficult, too much stress. We don't have the resources, don't have the PPE, we don't have the cleaning material, and so on and so forth. So it was in the best interest of the community and general safety of everybody that we just suspend. However, most masajid, the prayers have continued every day. The Jum'ah is established with one or two people who are the imam and the caretaker, or some few people. And that's a blessing. They're just keeping the fire warm for us. They're just keeping it nice and cozy for us to get back to. So I just want you to know that it's not so much even what the government say. It's about what we consider to be the best interest for our own our benefit, our safety, our health. And that is very important to recognize, because that also then means that regardless of what the government then says, whatever country you're in, we've lifted the lockdown, we've now started the phased return, stage one, stage two, phase three, phase four, whatever those details are, that's not going to be the only thing that you're going to take into account when you come to making your decision to open up your masjid, or for you, if you're not one of the trustees or the key people, when you go back to your masjid to pray. There are other factors, and those factors are the local factors, the factors of local politics, local peer pressure from those that are the neighbors and those that cause trouble, the media. This is a very important aspect to consider, because it might just be that the government says it's fine, we're happy for you to go and, you know, do X, Y, Z, and then we're unable then to control a gathering of 20 or 50, and you've already got a population that's already seething, the economy's in a complete mess, the unemployment's through the roof, people are looking to someone to blame, we get blamed for everything anyway, so here's another very convenient reason. See those, you know, all those ethnics going around, I didn't want to use the right, you know, the terms that they do actually say to us. But you can imagine it's a powder keg that could really explode. And so we have to be careful and use our brains a little bit and understand that if the government, for example, said now all gatherings are allowed, but with physical distancing, social distancing, there is a no problem for you to have 1,000 or 2,000 people gathered as long as they are physically distanced and the area is big enough, then that's a good sign. We should try absolutely our very best. And this is a great opportunity for us to establish the sunnah, where instead of masajid all just praying the Eid prayer themselves, which they often do, they come together and they say, right, we've always spoken about this. In our country, there's only a few places that do Eid in a park, or one Eid, or these initiatives where people get together and do Eid in the open, the Eid prayer in the open in big areas. Okay, well, now there could be some more efforts for gatherings. And if the government and the people, and it's because, you see, we're not just judged, we're not controlled just by the government and their police and the court, but there's the public court as well. Public opinion is important as well. So if everybody has equally been allowed to go to open areas and remain in physical distancing guidelines, then we should also go for that. If it's 1,000, 2,000 that are allowed with big gaps in between, then we should really make that effort. However, if we know, here's the real thing, If we know that it's not possible to do that, that the weather is not going to allow us to do that, that the mosques aren't yani agreeing on that or whatever, and therefore we are then forced back to go into our masajid, and in small buildings or under halls, there is a limit of 20 people or 50 people. Well, it's not going to be possible to put staggered Eid prayers, you know, after half an hour, because thousands of people come to the local masjid. Even the local masjid, thousands. It's the biggest, most well-attended prayer of the year. It has to be split into 3, 4, 5 jama'at, congregations, and we still struggle. So it's going to be very, very difficult to put that on. For us to control that, it's going to not just give us a very bad PR, but physically, from a health perspective, it's going to be a problem as well. What I want to say is this, but I guess what I want to convey is that when we make our decisions, it is the Sharia which is our number one driver. It's not necessarily the authorities. They give us obviously some guidance, they give us some justification, they give us some good reasons to do certain things. And of course, if we're thinking of doing something against them, then they control us as well, and it's the rules that we follow. However, they're not the only factor to consider. The government, as I said, has still and never in the UK ever asked any of the masajids to be closed. Yet we did that because of the wider public interest, and it was the right decision. Likewise, when it comes to the Eid prayer, they may by then, most countries will have lifted lockdown and allowed it to go ahead. But if the numbers that they're restricting the gatherings to are too difficult to create, too difficult to police, too difficult to manage, then I do not believe that the Eid prayer should be attended in congregation. You already seen my position. I don't think that it's allowed to pray the Eid prayer, or it's not sunnah to pray the Eid prayer by oneself. It's a congregational event. It's a public gig. It's not a private individual matter. It's something that everybody comes out for. There's no Eid yani mazah at home by yourself yani in terms of the prayer. And so if your scholars in your local area, they deem it safe to do a gathering that's fulfilling political guidelines, authority guidelines, the government guidelines, it is safe from a health perspective, and the local community is supporting of it. There's no one that's going to turn, or no one's going to try and use it because they're prevented from gathering in some kind of way. Then you should follow that opinion. Follow the position of your local scholars, local fatwa councils. As long as they're taking all these into account, and they will be, you should trust your scholars. Then you should try to establish the Eid prayer. But if that's not safe, it's not going to happen. You can't ensure their safety. They have not allowed large gatherings. Then of course we should not do that. Then I do not believe that the Eid prayer is to be established. And we've gone far further than that already. Don't be too shocked. I know so psychologically or culturally we get big shock yani on the concept of Eid prayer. What? He doesn't even pray Eid prayer? He's really off the pale, right? But when we've said that you're not coming for Jumu'ah prayer, that was far more difficult for us to say that. 1,000 times more difficult. So if there's no Jumu'ah prayer, it's a lot easier for us to say there will be no Eid prayer. Huh? Let me just quickly say, does that mean there's no Eid? Of course not. The Eid prayer is just one small aspect of the Eid day itself. The Eid day is a celebration. It's a haqq of us to really express our gratefulness and our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be takbiratul Eid, the bathing and the perfuming and your best kegs, your best clothes, yani your... Absolutely go and smash it. Look your greatest. Have a great time. Make sure you prepare in advance. Get gifts, shopping, food. Have a great time with your family. Get up your internet credit and your devices. You're going to be spending all day chatting to people around the world. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but when you recover, then go back to the eating. You're going to have a great Eid in of itself. The takbiratul Eid should be ringing yani through your house. Yeah, you're going to miss out on some of the specific sunan that are on the way to the masjid, on the way back from the masjid, the greeting of people and so on. That's obviously going to be missed out. But the actual ibadah of the day continues. The normal yani takbirat will continue. The eating of, for example, Eid al-Fitr, the dates in a odd number at the beginning of the day, that should be something which happens that's not linked to the prayer, that's linked to the day itself. So Eid is going to be still great. You're going to make sure you try to create that family vibe as best as possible, in a safe way as possible. And if you are in the area, which is fortunate enough to be able to arrange an external prayer safely according to local guidelines, according to the local politics and the mood and the feel, the PR is not going to go crazy and the authorities are behind you, then you can establish that as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I wish you the very, very best of the end of Ramadan and the very happiest of Eid in these difficult circumstances. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.